Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, the MVP's back on.
Oh, certainly is.
Although, if Keith had his way, it would only be one touchdown pass for Drake May last night.
I don't think Kyle Williams was in.
Actually, there was a still frame that I just saw a little while ago. He absolutely got that back foot in.
Yeah, but did he have control of the ball?
Did. Yep, he did. He tapped the back foot.
That's what I think.
I didn't see it, man.
I didn't really. This is like a blue now, dress. Blue dress, gold dress? Laurel.
Yanni.
Laurel Yanni, this is like one of those where
I'm
actually shocked. You brought this up. I'm like, wait, do I need to watch a replay? I didn't even think twice about it.
Now, not to poke holes in my own argument.
I just popped the eggplant emojis on the video and just went on with my life. But yeah.
This is a strike against me, which I shouldn't have to bring up.
Okay, it's not a loss, just a strike.
I notoriously don't have the best eyesight. It's poor.
A texter did bring that up earlier. Keith, you need those glasses.
I don't think it was a score, but I'm glad that it was.
Okay, good. Yeah,
nice speed by Kyle Williams. Nice job getting off the jam, getting wide open down the field. Nice ball by Drake May. I liked all of it. I just thought his knee was out. I didn't think his first foot was in, and he had possession of the ball.
But those were two gorgeous throws.
Oh, yeah.
The one to Williams was just a perfect rainbow. Mm-hmm. The throw to Booty was another fade down there on the goal line. And so, two more touchdowns for him. We gave you the numbers earlier from FanDuel. He's minus 125 for the MVP. Matt Stafford is plus 125. And look, we look at this every week. Last week, I think it was fair that Stafford was the favorite for the MVP. He's playing out of his mind. Hadn't thrown a pick in forever. Million touchdown passes every week. The Rams kept winning. And then what happened?
What happened?
He threw a couple of picks. He had a fumble. They lost to the Panthers. The Patriots make a statement game. And I do think, despite it was the Giants,
it's modern football.
Not a good team. Statement game for the country, complete win, etc. I think it's fair that he is back on top of the heap when it comes to the MVP odds, but this is how the race works. You know, a horse noses in front, and then the other takes the lead, and we see how it goes down the stretch. Speaking of the strength of schedule,
yes,
the Giants were not a good team. We got this text
that
here.
Does not improve the strength.
No. 617-779-7937. You have, all capitals, to be concerned with the strength of schedule.
I don't have to be anything.
I know they can't control it, but it's been soft. Well, I agree. It has been a soft schedule. There's no arguing that. But I think the Patriots have some good wins on there.
Now, people might remember this.
Yeah.
A couple weeks back, we did the Jones and Keefe formula for the AFC standings. And the AFC standings were similar yet different.
Yeah.
And so what we did is we gave
they were actually quite similar.
About different.
But
sniffed out the Texans being pretty good.
If the Jones and Keefe standings gave us nothing else, we sniffed out the Texans, I think, ahead of anyone.
So it basically gave you more points for a good win, less minus points for a good loss, and just, you know, whatever. There was a scientific formula to it. We only did the AFC.
It was a lot of math.
It made a lot of sense, but it was like, you know what? Their schedule, I know, statistically is really bad, meaning like if you just take the win percentage of their opponents, but when you really look into who has quality wins, what would even be a quality win? I think it netted out where like, no, they're fine. They're like most of the other teams in the AFC. I think a team like the Rams and the Eagles might have a little different discussion, but that's fine. Put them to the side. So Jeff Howe from The Athletic, he just put out he just went through the playoff seedings, right? 1 through 7 currently. In the NFL after 13 weeks of the season, 1 through 7. And he said next to it, here are each team's record against current playoff teams.
Okay.
So this takes out the nuance, like you and I being like, is the Chiefs a good win?
Yeah,
is it not
smart.
A good win?
This is smart by Jeff Howe.
This is just playoff teams.
Very black and white. What's your record against playoff teams? All right, what do you find?
So funny that you would see this. The AFC, out of the seven teams, nobody has more than two wins. Against other playoff teams.
So two wins is the most.
Now, no team besides the Jaguars have played four games against playoff teams.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody else has played three or two. So a knock against the Patriots would be they have had the fewest games against fellow playoff teams. However, they're 2-0.
They aced it. They've only played two current playoff teams, and they won both.
Okay. Broncos are 1-2.
1-2.
That's right. The Jaguars are 2-2.
Okay, that's a lot of cracks at it, but equal amount of losses as wins.
Ravens and Chargers are both 1-2.
Ooh.
And the Colts and the Bills are both 2-1.
And the Bills' losses to
the Pats.
The Patriots.
Yeah, the Pats.
Okay.
Now, what's funny is the Bears are 1-1. The Packers are 0-1. And you look at the NFC North, the Rams, 6-2.
Yeah, so
they played eight games against playoff teams.
I mean, that really does help cement our feeling
on
them.
Well, their whole division is in the playoffs.
Yeah, that's the problem with the NFC North is that the Lions have completely... If the Lions woke up in a playoff spot tomorrow or like next week, that would change
things. I think it's a good exercise, though. The Eagles, by the way, are 3-2. So only the Eagles and Rams have more wins among the playoff teams against fellow playoff teams. But the Patriots are right there. They have as many as anybody else in the AFC, and they haven't lost one. Which also says their two losses were bad losses, but whatever, that's not the point.
I'll tell you, it's interesting about the 49ers. I just said their schedule's right up there with the Pats. They're 2-3, and I think, you know,
it's the division.
Nick just helped answer it. It is the division.
Yeah, Seahawks are
1-3, so maybe that's like, don't believe in Darnold.
Yeah.
Maybe there's a similar thing going on with Purdy, but that does make you feel better about the Rams. But there you go. The Patriots have had two chances against the playoff team this year. Only two?
Mm-hmm.
That's not a lot, although some teams, the Green Bay Packers, have had fewer. Or there are some teams out there who've had one more opportunity, but the Broncos have only one win against the playoff team. So no, that is a good way to do it. That's like a more streamlined, less nuanced, Keith.
Right.
We love to deal in the gray, not the black and white. We love nuance on this show.
No.
So it's like a less nuanced Jones and Keith playoff standings from Jeff Howe.
And they have, now assuming Baltimore can hang on to that spot, they may not. You might even knock them out of that spot, but they do have two more opportunities this season.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Because you know that Steelers game is no longer a playoff team, right? So there's like a little bit of like nuance to it, obviously, and things can change around. But,
right, but if the Steelers,
as of right now, Baltimore and Buffalo are both in the playoffs.
And if the Steelers win that division or are winning that division after the week, right, that would change the Patriots' outlook. Good call. Text line, I hate the schedule conversation.
Okay.
I see a schedule filled with NFL teams. The end.
Is that Mike Vrabel texting again?
I think Vrabel had a similar comment. I don't get why people are bothered by the schedule. You had an easy schedule, but...
No, we're just explaining to you that it's
when you've played quality teams. Honestly, this when we did our whole exercise weeks ago, the Jones and Keefe standings, the famous Jones and Keefe standings.
They're still up there somewhere.
We told you to just ignore when it comes to who they played and how they've won and all this. We gave you extra points for good wins and we subtracted for bad losses.
Right.
And the standings kind of checked out. So just pay attention to the standings. Don't worry about who you've played. That tends to be overrated, I think. I just don't know why people are so bothered. It's like, why do you hate the schedule? They've had an easy schedule. But when they played good teams, add Carolina to the list too. Carolina 7-6, they just beat the Rams. And so the three best teams you played, you beat them all. And you played some good defenses on top of that. Like the Browns have a really good defense. You beat them. Good test for the Patriots. So I don't know why you let it bother. They have an easy schedule. True. They also are playing the best football in the league. True.
Yeah.
And I think it'd be hard to pick any other team right now to win the Super Bowl than them.
Yeah, I think the Rams...
Or at least pick anybody... Let me rephrase.
Well, right, the Rams...
Put anybody above them. I think it'd be hard to put anybody on a tier above them. We have them on a tier by themselves.
Well, like we said yesterday, there's still not a single team that you would say, give me that team versus the field. We even went down to like two or three or four teams that you might need before you say the field, because there are some teams. However, today, when we went through the tiers, because there are some teams that I think might have still been getting by simply on reputation. So... We have a single tier right now that has the Eagles, Lions, Chiefs, Colts, Chargers, Ravens on it.
Mm-hmm.
So like you could talk yourself into any of those teams still having like a puncher's chance. And then maybe that sort of adds to the contenders.
Give me those teams again.
It is the Ravens, Colts, Chargers, Chiefs, Eagles, Lions.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're like, hey, the league is super wide open and there are 10 contenders, you would probably include all of them. But if you've watched it play out, you're like, how many games are the Chiefs going to have to lose until we say they're not? or you see all the turmoil going on with the Eagles where you're like, they're not. Yeah, maybe it is 7 days, one more. Or the Lions, like watching them play, you're like, oh, that didn't look right. So I guess they have like puncher's chances because maybe either the quarterback or just like the overall talent on the roster, but they're not playing that well. And that's why it sort of shortens to like Pats, Rams, maybe Packers, Bucks, Seahawks. Like those are the kind of teams that right now, which going into the year are a bit of a surprise. I don't think people were really predicting any of those teams to be the last team standing. And right now, and it's a good sample size. This isn't 4-8 games into the year. We're 3/4 of the way into the season. And like, I don't know, these teams have been kind of telling us who they are for the last several weeks.
I'm looking at the FanDuel Super Bowl odds. So this is to win the Super Bowl.
To win the whole thing. Still the Rams?
The first four teams are all NFC teams.
Yeah.
Rams plus 460, Seahawks plus 850, Green Bay plus 900, Philly plus 900. So the first four teams are all NFC. The next six, Keith, are AFC. Pats and Bills at plus 1,100. Broncos plus 1,200. Colts, Ravens, and Chiefs are the next teams after that. Like, so they have the best odds, tied for the best odds with Buffalo, to get to a Super Bowl, to win the Super Bowl out of the AFC.
Would you, with a straight face, put real hard-earned money
on Seattle?
On Sam Darnold to win the Super Bowl?
No, and no. In fact, after looking at those...
That's
Jeff,
wild.
After looking at those Jeff Howe standings, I feel even more strongly about this.
Yeah, I would not put the Seahawks anywhere near there. Like, that is crazy. Because like, you're like, Stafford and McVay, yeah, like we've actually seen it done. You know, Jordan Love, maybe a little bit more of a stretch, but I'm like, I could maybe talk myself into the Packers, just like with their defense and everything. Like, maybe
yeah,
they could do it a little bit more.
They're just a really good roster, maybe, and Love is maybe just good enough to do
Super
it.
Super Bowl's not played in the Toyota-thon, unfortunately.
True. Good point.
There's probably a President's Day sale and then, getting like, close to it.
Josh Allen, you're like, all right, eventually maybe it'll be Josh Allen. Sean Payton, who's been there and won it before, and that defense, like all these other teams you can like realistically see, like, all right, there's
Darnold.
No.
I mean, although we do have him as a potential Super Bowl opponent, though.
Yeah.
But that's just an opponent, not winning.
Now, maybe they're covering themselves a little bit because they're 9-3 like the Bears are and like the Rams are, and so by the time it shakes out, maybe they have the bye, so it's just one less game. But if they don't have the bye and they're opening up on the road,
it'd be just like last year with Darnold.
Be out right away.
Darnold won 14 games last year in Minnesota, went on the road.
It's a weird one.
It wasn't even a true road game, right? Didn't they play it in like Arizona? Were there wildfires going on in L.A.? L.A. never really has a real home field advantage anyways.
They don't.
But I think they played it like a neutral site and they got smoked.
Yeah.
So, no, it's as simple as when it comes to a team like Seattle or New England, those are wild odds. I would take the Patriots 100 times out of 100 because of Drake May, who after the game was asked about some of Mike Vrabel's comments about where Drake May has grown the most. Here's what May had to say.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Drake, Coach Vrabel just said that you're realizing what you can be and the impact that you make on the offense. What is that to you?
Just trying to be the face, trying to be the conductor. He calls it the conductor of the offense. You're trying to be the face of the offense, trying to want the pressure. You want to the ball in my hands, and I've tried to show that all year and throughout my career. So that's what I kind of feel like, and I know they feed off of me and feed off my energy and feed off of what I say to those guys, and what I say means something to them. So just you know, when adversity hits, you know, I got to respond. And then from there, I just got to be, you know, the same guy, same guy every day. You know, don't try to change and just be myself. That's what the guys, you know, like the most. So.
Okay.
You like the conductor as a nickname?
I was just going to say, we're the nickname show.
Right.
I like it better than Drake May.
Yeah, I don't like Drake May.
Draco's pretty good. I do love how, and the Greg Hill Show has been asking a lot of questions about this. We talked to Gonzo about this a year ago, Bragg.
Yeah, we did.
About Draco the nickname.
One of the many great questions we asked.
I am not as up on my rap lyrics as one Christian Arcand.
Okay.
But Arcand texted almost immediately when Gonzo said his nickname's Draco. I'm like, oh, Draco, like Drake-O. He's like, nah, man, it's a gun.
Oh, like the Harry Potter character?
I'm not. Like, I am not up on all of my, my Migos lyrics and everything else.
Okay,
but if you,
that's a good nickname, though.
It's a tremendous nickname.
I know people are polarizing with the guns, but for a quarterback throwing the ball, who's got a good arm.
Grow up. It's a good nickname. But the conductor, better than Drake May.
I don't mind the conductor. It's not a bad nickname. Yeah, here comes the conductor.
Like, can we get like a Tom Hanks drop from Polar Express?
We could. Weird animation. I don't like it. Really strange.
Lucas, Uncanny Valley, yeah.
Lucas loves it.
He loves Polar Express.
Loves the book and the film, yes.
It's a timeless classic book.
I think he's a book guy over the film. Yeah.
He turns the film.
No, he likes the film.
Okay.
He's a book guy over the film.
Yeah, that makes sense.
But okay, so when it comes to the conductor, we can get some drops.
Here he comes.
There he is.
The conductor. I think it's not bad. And I don't think there's not like you're not stealing that from anybody else. Who else is that?
Yeah, I would imagine nobody. Keith Lockhart.
They're thinking Maestro. Should we call him
Maestro?
The Bradley Cooper movie?
Should we do top five conductors on Friday?
I don't know if
it's a bye week.
I don't know if I have five conductors.
Oh.
Do I?
Yeah.
I don't think I do.
Keith Lockhart.
Copper.
Maestro. Wait, what?
Sir Topham Hatt.
Copper?
Yeah. They conduct electricity.
Oh.
Jeez.
Scrap it. We're out on top five conductors.
Nick can take my spot.
Yeah, no. What else do you say, Bill?
Sir Topham Hatt. Thomas.
Okay, that's what I was going to ask.
Oh,
like,
we had Thomas the Train.
Is there a
popular
conductor
train.
On Thomas?
Percy.
Wasn't Ringo a conductor on something?
No, that's the Beatles.
Something?
You're thinking of the Beatles.
No, he
was in like the PBS version.
Yeah. He was like a conductor on something.
Oh, one of the PBS versions of it.
Was there a... Did Mr. Rogers...
George Collin? Didn't George Collin do it for a bit, too?
No, yeah, maybe. I think so, yeah.
Was the Land of Make-Believe, was there a conductor? Because didn't they take a little train back there in his house? It, like, took off?
Yeah.
Remember Mr. Rogers?
Yeah, it was famously? A conductor, I don't recall. But yeah, they definitely took a train. Yeah.
He'd pop the outdoor sweater off and the outdoor shoes, put the indoor sweater and the indoor shoes on. He's like, all right, it's time for Make-Believe. And then a train would go rolling through. It's like a house. They'd rip right in the middle of his wall. Where the hell's that going?
I don't know.
You got Prince Friday back there spinning the hits. They must have had a maestro. Or not a maestro, a conductor.
Yeah,
I'm confusing the two.
They must have had a conductor. They had
There's some overlap between their jobs, but also very different.
All right. I do like the conductor, though. Choo-choo! 617-779-7937. It is a Patriots Monday on a Tuesday, but it is also a Tuesday, 12:45, which means it's time for the madness. Kiefer Madness next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now.
Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.